So what's the first thing you got to do? You got to resist the devil. What's the second thing you got to do? You got to keep the word of God in your heart. You've got to keep the word of God in your heart. What does it say here in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20 through 22? It says this. It says, my son or my daughter, attend to my word. He says, consent and submit to my sayings. He says, let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the center of your heart. Where is the condemnation going to come from? From your heart, because your heart is the one that's going to condemn you. Your heart is going to be the thing that's going to try to remind you of your failure. But when you keep the word of God in your heart, how do you keep the word of God in your heart? You got to keep it before your eyes. Means when you read your Bible, you got to open the Bible and you got to keep it before your eyes. Guess what else you got to do? You got to let that word come out of your mouth. That means you read out loud. You read out loud. So when you begin to read out loud, that word goes forth and it's going to come out of your mouth. It's going into your eyes, out of your mouth, going into your ears, and it gets down on the center of your heart. So when you start hearing words of condemnation, that word is going to rise up and say, no, that's not who you are according to the word of God. Because it says this in verse 22, it says, for the words, talking about the word of God that you get on the inside of your heart, they are life to those who find them. They are healing and health to all your flesh. So every time you're reading the word of God, you're here and you're reading it out of your mouth because you got it before your eyes, it's going into your ears. It says this is going to bring forth healing. It's going to bring health, not only to your heart, not only to your soul, which is your mind, will, and emotion, but it will bring health and healing to your flesh. What's the third thing you need to do? Third thing you need to do, you got to guard your heart. Remember, the condemnation, the guilt, the shame and the condemnation will be coming from your heart. The adversary is going to try to shoot those thoughts to you to try to get you to meditate on it, to get it in your heart. And you start singing those songs and meditate on it. But God says, guard your heart. He says in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, he says, keep and guard your heart with all diligence and above all that you guard. For out of it, talking about your heart, flows or springs issues of life. So the issues of life that you have are a result of the things that are in your heart. When you guard your heart by keeping the word before your eyes, letting the word go into your ears, letting the word come out of your mouth, and let that word get down into your heart, you're guarding your heart. You're guarding what you're watching. You're guarding what you're hearing. You're guarding against what you're saying, because your words have creative power.